This FCS College Football Picks Week 4 edition of the Sports Gambling Podcast is presented by BetSGPN. BetSGPN is where you'll find all the best sportsbook promos and deposit bonuses. Just head over to betsgpn.com. BetSGPN is your home for online sports betting. We're also brought to you by BetQL. BetQL is your home for the info you need to make yourself a smarter better. College basketball, NBA, and NHL, whatever the sport, they got you covered. Plus, use the promo code SGP30 for 30% off their premium data. Just go to BetQL.com, promo code SGP30. That's BetQL.com, promo code SGP30. We're also brought to you by Better Than Vegas. Better Than Vegas is the home for avid sports bettors, providing insights, analysis, and free betting picks. Better Than Vegas, it's like YouTube for sports betting. Make sure to subscribe to our page so you don't miss a pick. SportsGamblingPodcast.com/BTV. That's SportsGamblingPodcast.com/BTV. We're also brought to you by Better Edge. Better Edge is your home for no vig betting. That's right. No vig betting. That's legal in 40 states. Sign up at betteredge.com, promo code SGP for a free $10 bet. That's BETTOR edge.com, promo code SGP.
Hi, this is Merrill Hodge, and you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride, baby.
Fucking shine box.
Ooh, welcome everyone to the Sports Gambling Podcast. I'm Sean, stacking the money green with my partner in picks, Ryan, real money Kramer. What's happening, Kramer dog?
Not my winning percentage. Very shameful today. I have a written apology.
Yes, we are unfortunately going to have to mention your FCS football record during this show. Joining
you don't
us.
Have to say football twice. The football championship subdivision already has football in it. Sean. We get it.
Man who loves football at all levels, but especially the lower levels. Colby Dant, aka the Danta Base. What's happening, Danta Base?
Blue 42.
You know, real quick anecdote. After the, I think there was the last show, Colby was expressing to me how much he likes this FCS football.
This past Saturday.
And it eventually boiled down basically to the fact that because there's something imperfect about the game we're watching, Colby really enjoys it.
Well, look, man, we know football's gotten worse as the year's gone on, right?
We all know.
We all know that the sport that is ruined a little bit.
And Colby, I tweeted it out, but Joe Montana, just an article on TMZ.com, Joe Montana saying Tom Brady, hands down, bar none, greatest quarterback of all time.
Well, he would say that because he's a soft ass quarterback too. So, look, Steve Young was better than Joe Montana, and I'll go on record for that one too. Day, way better runner.
That's an interesting argument.
Stronger arm. But anyway, Saturday, I sit down, and I watch these games, man, all day. At one point, with that ESPN app that has the split
quad
screen,
box.
Yeah, quad box. I had, I think, three games in the final 5 minutes on that. We're game winning drive situations. So, I mean, I was in paradise, man. VMI, man, all of it cold weather for the most part, except for the few domes that was going on.
Austin Peay was a pretty interesting game. They won. They did not cover. They had a running back who set an FCS rushing record for most yards in a quarter. I don't know how they didn't cover. They're very, my Govs are a very frustrating team this year. Also enjoyed Eastern Washington. They missed out on a field goal. The field goal clearly went through the uprights. It hit the scoreboard and bounced back.
That's got to count.
Now, again, they're in the dome and the refs,
it's karma.
The refs thought it hit the crossbar, so they ruled it no good. They reviewed it and somehow still said not good.
Because their dumbass review cameraman didn't have it all. The guy kicked it too high. So like he made the field goal too good and he got penalized for that. But it wouldn't have mattered anyway because Idaho throws a like a 40-yard touchdown. Your boys, the Vandals, get it done.
I picked against them though. This is what I guess.
Yes. Idaho's look. We've been to Pullman. It's like a mile up the road from Moscow. They play outdoors. So Vandals, stop being a bunch of pussies. Take the roof off that thing and play some football.
Well,
right?
Colby, we got it. Colby definitely earned some touting here. Hit his Jacksonville State lock. I also hit my lock North Dakota +7.5 outright winner. Should have made them my dog in hindsight. I love the spot for North Dakota. And I'm also regretting not making North Dakota my team. A, I love watching this team. B, also would have been a dagger in Ginger Judas's heart, aka Carson Wentz and his North Dakota State Bison. But Colby, you also hit you did play North Dakota as your dog money line. They won outright. You also hit your bonus lock, Gardner Webb +18.
We got to fade Idaho State. We got to remember that.
And you and Kramer both hit your COVID game, Jackson State.
Nothing better than hitting
which
the COVID
that was
game.
That was the easiest one. I wanted to take that one.
When I found out that they were using like Portal Johns because the pipes had froze the week before, they brought in like 100 Portal Johns. Then I was like, okay, there's a strong chance that that
what are you? Hold on, what are you calling those?
Oh, what are they called? Johnny on the spots or whatever. Portal Johns or
Portal Potties.
Portal Johns. Or
you go to another dimension.
A Portal John.
Dude.
No.
You do go to another dimension.
Portal John is what they call is like a classy glory hole.
Dude, a buddy of mine.
Portal John is a shithole. Massive, like
Portal John, buddy.
Hold on. These are holes for very different reasons. There's an energy vortex there.
Like,
listen. We were about to go down a funny avenue of but look, it had nothing to do with that for me. It was just about the partying.
Dude, Portal John, shout out to my guy Timmy T from ECU. We go to Preakness. He ends up having a girl give him a blowjob. Well, in the Portal John, he stood up and she went.
That is a disgusting act.
And I mean, are you sure it wasn't the glory hole Portal John? Or
I mean, you got to be a gamer if you're down to do business.
I mean, no disrespect to that lady, because she might be someone's mother at this point. But
so Chris does a great wait, what? Giannis,
the timing,
Doris Burke dropping.
The timing of me accidentally hitting the Doris Burke drop. We're talking about the Portal John.
All-time Preakness partying story. A girl I went to high school with went to I think she went to like Delaware, some like not good school. And she was there. Hey,
tread lightly.
Flacco there at the time? Because if so, please.
And she went there. They were partying all day. And they were like, okay, time to go watch the horses race. And she's like, there's a horse race? She had no idea that there was horse racing involved. I mean, at the Preakness.
Preakness is known for the party.
It is an all-time party event. Kramer, I think you do owe the audience an apology. I'm looking at your overall record. I mean, I don't even know if I can say this on the air. Well, we might have to edit it out. 0% on your locks, 0% on your dogs, not even breaking the 33% mark overall. I think you need a good hard look in the mirror, Carmen. What's going on?
He could just follow us this week.
Yeah, I was. And shout out to us doing the picks on Tally Site. Brought me out as the FCS money winner of the week. Well, hashtag Tally Site money maker. Well,
unlike you assholes who are just gloating on the riches of the past, I'm focused on making the Kramer gang some money this week. Not getting fat. Not resting on my laurels. What have we learned? Well, Wofford, I've been teased by the Terriers. They didn't really come out and show me much. I don't think rest really matters. I was leaning into that angle. That was a bad angle. And also, last but not least, I should have stuck to my gut. Idaho was my team. I got cute to a fucking Terrier of all things. Woff, woff, woff. And in the same weekend that I fade my Vandals, of course, shout out to Moscow. Great, great chickpea burger up there at that, that ice cream scoop burger place. They get their first win of the college basketball season, making him not a winless team this season.
Well, dude, I went on this nature hike last week before I came into the show, and I saw a coyote and a snake, and they all hit for me. I played those trends. I listened to the universe.
I do like the universe, Colby, so I'm going to listen to the universe as well this week.
Well, the universe says don't back a dome football team.
There is that. I will say I did watch a lot of FCS football. And while I do, I did, as I was watching it, I was like, you know, Colby's going to love this shit. There is something spectacular to how fast the quarterback arm just plummets. Like you watch the NFL and you're like, you start taking guys for granted. You know, you're like, Alex Smith doesn't have a good arm. And then you watch the FCS.
Oh man, there were some
throws where I was like, legitimately, like, you're a Division I athlete.
Youngstown State quarterbacks in particular.
Oh man,
two quarterbacks combined for 64 yards.
I wanted so badly to get behind this blue collar Youngstown State team, new coach.
I like that gritty assistant coach, and he shouldn't have been suspended for the season. Tim Johnson, that's a crock of shit. They suspend him for a whole year. Come on, how about a week?
Yeah.
Come on. What did he do? He gave him a cold shoulder. Oh, but the guy was running towards the sidelines.
That was great.
First of all, if his fucking team showed half the heart of that guy.
Yeah.
I mean, first of all, couple things. I did tweet out the video. And if you break it down, first, he didn't really do anything. He just stood his ground.
Yeah.
Now, okay, you're an adult. These are kids. You probably should be setting a better example.
They're in a helmet and pads. Hold
on. Exactly. Yeah. They have pads on, and this motherfucker, like, I guess maybe that speaks to also the size of some of these players, because he was decleated in the way that, like, this would be on Monday Night Football's jacked up.
Yeah, dude, there were people on Twitter saying like he should be fired from the university. Oh, I'm like, come shut on. The fuck up.
It's a physical game.
Yeah.
Well,
he just stood there and kind of, you know, just a little chicken wing. Life.
The player didn't even take it personally. He didn't even try to fight him.
In the pantheon of things that you can do that are fucked up on the football field that we've seen recently, like,
who was it,
player running on the field and just completely blindsiding a ref. That's
kind of funny.
That's funny. it's funny, but it's bad because it's like, oh, okay. That, like, the ref isn't
what
there
did
to
Haynes
play
work
the game.
Cleat somebody.
And I'll say this, because what's not being spoken about here is you see this a lot. The player maybe doesn't slow down as much as they need to, just because they know they can smash into someone on the other sideline. I guarantee that kid saw that coach and was like, I'm just going to bounce off of him. Not realizing the rock was on fucking Youngstown State sideline.
But I'll say this, man, the whole weekend, I thought I was impressed with the lack of flags for maybe the arm didn't have the ball to get there for the pass interference.
Well, it could be the refs. I mean, if we're judging that, that field goal, maybe the refs just don't see anything in these.
That's true. But I there was a couple of times where I thought they were going to call it roughing the passer. They didn't.
They don't
I
seem to be
really excited.
Really hung up on the target.
I have
role.
A theory yeah. about this.
I'm loving it.
I have a theory about this. These refs, they're all just fucking happy to be out of the house, right? They've been trapped with their wife for a bit.
Sorry,
no,
honey.
No fall refereeing in the FCS.
That's true. Man.
What have they been doing?
Do they pay the refs?
I mean, I assume
they get free hot dogs.
They at least get their own dedicated portal, John.
Free FCS swag. All right, enough messing around. Kramer did apologize to the audience for his horrific. Horrific plays there. We killed it in college basketball.
Should I be suspended for a week like that coach? Not the season.
All right, let's get into it. First off, I want to shout out BetSGPN. That's right. Us guys over here at SGPN.com launch BetSGPN.com. Head over there. All the sportsbook promos you want, your heart desires. Got a lot going on right now. We got points bets, got FFPC. Of course, our buddies Better Edge are there as well. So many different books, and we're going to be adding more every week. Check us out in Slack. We're going to be, you know, tipping off different promotions there. PointsBet had a pretty sweet thing going for the Nova game. If you bet on the Nova game, every three-pointer shot, they added another $3 free play. I'm pretty sure. So check that out. Use that promo code SGP over at PointsBet.com. Promo code SGP. Up to two risk-free bets. That's right.
Oh my God.
So excited to be talking points bet. And again, of course, terms and conditions apply. Void where prohibited. Must be 21. Gambling problems? Call 1-800-GAMBLER for crisis counseling and referral services. We're going to be breaking down these games using some points bet lines. What I like about points bet is they have some nice little props here. As far as, I mean, this is FCS and they still have some of this like hardcore stuff. I'm just randomly looking at the South Dakota, North Dakota game, which we'll get into, but they have like touchdown wagers, exact total touchdowns. This is awesome one, but also there is a bet exactly zero touchdowns, which I'm looking at. I've had a couple cocktails. I'm seeing it at plus 10,000. That means 100 to 1. I think there is a serious chance in FCS. You pick the game. There's going to be one game that has no touchdowns.
What, Delaware State was 3-2 with 5 minutes left in the fourth. You know what I mean? That was close.
It is. I know. That's what. And yeah, I mean, so there's a lot of. I'll be calling some of these out that PointsBet has. They have a ton. So check them out if PointsBet is in your state.
Before we start picking the games, real quick, I did want to finish my apology. You're welcome. Because if you listen to the college basketball show, I slayed hot fire. I was just looking at my account, Sean. Providence got that wrong.
They were up 11 at halftime.
Got that one wrong, but I don't see too many others on the board that I got wrong.
Right? No, I think I had St. Joe's as my bonus lock, Villanova as my lock. Those both hit. And unfortunately, Gillespie though, it looks like he could be done for a while. That's a brutal
beat. Sitting on that future.
That's killing our Villanova futures. But we're gonna be doing a bonus college basketball podcast tomorrow night because we love the fans, we love content. Talking more conference tournaments.
Forgot I locked up Syracuse too. You're welcome.
All of us hit our double locks. Is that what I'm seeing?
Abilene Christian. Yes, please.
Ka-ching.
Boom. Right,
let's talk football. I'm ready. I'm in the winning mood. Slate,
by the way, FCS football Thursday night. We got a game Friday night, Saturday and Sunday. Come on. Kudos to them.
And college basketball conference tournament. There's so much action. Let's stop messing around. Get into it. Delaware at home laying 2.5. Against Maine, the Blue Hens, Colby.
Ka-ka!
And again, this is why PointsBet is awesome. I really legitimately couldn't tell you another sports book off the top of my head that has team totals for FCS this far out before the game. Well,
especially because they haven't played a game yet.
Yes.
Yeah.
We got even better. We got the Delaware team total of 25, Maine team total of 22.5. I'll go out on the limb here and say go under on both of these. Of course, I'm going to get out ahead of it. The quarterback is Joey Fajano, which I'm.
I think you're mistaken.
Fajano.
I'm gonna bet heavy money.
You can Google how he spells his name and pronounce it however you want. 17 touchdowns.
I think it's actually Agano. F is silent.
Yeah, Fagano.
Agano. Right?
17 touchdowns, 3 interceptions. Started off with a great. I mean, playing really well last year. What I see though is, and again, it's early. Neither of these teams have played. The teams that have come in and they're hyping them up like, oh, they got a good offense. They're going to be able to move the ball. They just don't. And I'm leaning in the same way like preseason football, Ryan. We should have been all over this angle more, but unders and also just like teams who are more offensive base are just going to struggle to get it going. Colby, where are you at with this Maine Delaware game? I know you've talked about this multiple. I feel like I've had multiple conversations with you
about Maine,
how Maine and Delaware are both quote your teams.
Well, look, here's how this happened. Maine was originally my team, but when you rattled off the odds, they were not on there. You said we have to pick one with the odds. Then I went to my Blue Hens and I, you know, I had the t-shirt already at home. I didn't even order that thing. I had it at home. So I said, I'll go with my Blue Hens, but really I'm a Maine Black Bear fan back to the days of Mike Buck. And, but I mean, let's not bullshit ourselves here. Delaware's returning 15 starters.
Does that matter?
Including Nolan Henderson. I like their coach coming over from Richmond a few years ago.
Colby, are you ashamed that Delaware is in the top 25 without playing a game? What kind of top 25 is this?
Well, the problem was is that I guess what week one had one team.
Yes.
So it should be a top one.
Well, and it's so weird too, because some of these teams play 3 games in the fall and then they're including them in their records. Very confusing FCS football. I'm going Delaware here because again, there's not a ton to handicap on these teams, but Maine's coming in with supposedly the better offense, but Delaware's at home. And I think, you know, gun to my head, lean to the home team here.
Colby just instructed us. We need to let the universe guide us. All right. What did we not do? What did not pass through nearby the studios of SGPN recently? A black bear.
There was a black bear sighting.
What is the mascot of this main team? Yeah. The black bears.
I told you, man, the animal.
What
powers,
is Delaware
man.
Filled with?
Blue hens.
Runoff Philly trash.
Oh, wow.
Fade Delaware. Let's go, Maine, baby.
St. Joe's 500-1 is alive and well.
Listen, what are you? All right. You're from Philly.
Yes.
What are people from Delaware? They're like the Rhode Island of South Jersey. All right.
They're South, South Jersey.
You seem like a Rehoboth guy.
Yeah. Well, all right, let's
you're
move
out
on.
There on the beach.
Maybe that's where the quarterback of Maine's hanging out. Grambling, Jackson State.
Jackson State. It is Grambling is now a 10.5 point favorite over on a points bet. That kind of helps me. That's why I updated the lines here. Grambling has not played yet. And again, I was looking to kind of fade Jackson State last week because they had that big win. Of course, Deion Sanders is the coach. A lot of hype, a lot of, I mean, the most like famous and attention these kids in the program probably have gotten, right? You know, the Deion clip went viral. They stole his wallet. They gave it back.
Totally was fake. I mean, not fake, but starting to think maybe.
What better way to rally the team?
I mean, primetime's a smart man.
Well, Ryan, we know what's not fake. COVID, and that hit the Jackson State team. Didn't work out for them, but I think in a weird way, it actually helped this Jackson State team. Let the hype cool off. Let them not get their heads too big.
Hey, clean up the portal, John Mess.
Yeah. I think this actually helped Jackson State. I'd love Jackson State getting 10.5 at Grambling.
This is a tough game, right?
No, I'm on the 10.5. Grambling hasn't played yet, man. There's an advantage to teams that have played a game, even if it is Edward Waters.
But isn't this the ultimate, like everyone is going to be betting on Jackson State because Deion Sanders is the coach?
Well, you would think so, yeah. But
and isn't Grambling like a legit power in the SWAC?
They are good. Shout out to Doug Williams, man. Super Bowl winner.
One of the things I'm doing today, and I'm going to look at you, Kramer gang, go to my, my sexy voice. I'm gonna stick to my gambling laurels, right? When they're putting the 2.5, they're saying take that 2.5. Mm. The fact that it's 10.5, they're begging for you. Which Deion Sanders fan do you know that isn't like what 10 and the hook for my guy? Give me Grambling. Let's go.
Wow, what's going on here?
He's going against us.
He apologized to the audience, and we have good. We have two great angles on these games.
Me and Sean have been mining for gold the past couple of weeks, and you've been sitting over here not with anything. And you see us with our gold, and you still don't want to go where we go.
Take your gold, shove it up your ass. I'm on the rocket ship filled with Doge and Bitcoin, baby. You're a dinosaur, Colby.
To the moon, William and Mary. They're not going to the moon. They're going to Richmond, Virginia, for Richmond CAA football, baby. Richmond laying 3.5 here. Colby, what's your early take on this?
The Spiders. This is the
oldest rivalry in the South. Since 1898, I believe they've been playing.
Wow. I actually looked that up on Wikipedia. Colby knew that off the top of his head. I think William and Mary beat Richmond 15-0. You would have loved that game, Colby. Five field goals, baby.
Hey, that is football.
Pre-forward pass. That is
football. Outdoors.
Six safeties in a field
outdoors.
Goal.
Outdoors. All right, none of this bullshit going on. No halftime show at Whitney Houston. I'm on the Spiders, man. Spiders minus 3.
This for me is kind of a simple handicap as well. Neither of these two teams have played, and again, William and Mary is kind of the team that relies on their offense a little bit more. A defensive tackle, Kobe Turner for Richmond. Quote: I've been waiting for this moment way too long. The Spiders are hungry.
Yeah.
They're going to spin a web. William and Mary's going to fall in that web.
Joe Mancuso, the quarterback of the Spiders, who have one of the coolest helmets in college football, though. Have you seen this? The Richmond
it
helmet
is pretty
with
badass.
The big spider on it.
That you can't go against the Spider. And correct me if I'm wrong. Did they not? Was there? Did they have a mobile quarterback? Maybe a tall, slender kind of. I don't want to say Vince Young, but Vince Young type. And they pull some crazy upset a couple of years back. Colby.
Yeah, they beat Virginia. Virginia.
That's what it is. Mm. Thank you very
much.
That's
why Ryan likes them.
And here's the thing about William and Mary. It's just the ultimate private school pussy school. No one has any friends named William or Mary. We're not going down that road. No, I don't really. Is that also isn't who's the NFL coach that went to William and Mary? Is it Tomlin?
Yeah, it is Tomlin. And also your boy Darren Sharper went to William and Mary.
Darren Sharper.
Oh man, that is an
his drink all-time. Tastes weird.
Yeah.
Do you get that reference?
I understand the reference. Yes. Darren Sharper went from being a Madden voiceover comedy superstar to just Bill Cosby.
Unfortunate turn of events for Darren Sharper. Yeah, look up Look up Greg Jennings Madden viral video. It is an all time classic. We got to play that on the podcast again, Ryan. I don't remember the last time we played. It was years ago.
I think that's something for Never Ending Sundays. What are we calling them?
Yeah, Never Ending Sundays.
Football in June.
You know what doesn't end over on BetQL? The winners, baby. Algorithm, super smart, analyzes thousands of data points, but really, not only do they give you picks, but they give you information. Almost better than picks, some would argue. Where the sharp bettors are at, where the squares are at, home and road trends, nice splits. They just really fill up your coffers with a ton of great data. App is free to download. But if you want to get the premium stuff, I highly recommend it. Use that promo code SGP30. Get 30% off over on BetQL.com. Promo code SGP30. Cover all of sports, college football, NFL, MLB, tennis, college basketball, of course, March Madness. Been riding some of these five-star plays they got. Let's go, baby. BetQL.com, promo code SGP. Northern Arizona
Lumberjacks
heads to Eastern Washington for a Big Sky matchup. Eastern Washington laying 14.5 at home. Now I know this Northern Arizona team, not good just based on that spread alone, but I don't know, man. Eastern Washington, not that impressive against Idaho. And I of course was on Idaho. But Eastern Washington, you know, they had a rivalry loss on the road. Now they're at home, but the number to me is way too big. Northern Arizona, not an amazing team from the research I've done, but 14.5 feels huge.
And 1-0.
Yes, you're right.
They won on the final play of the game against Southern Utah.
Yes, they beat Southern Utah, who again, not great, but they're coming off a decent win.
Shocking confidence.
You know, you start believing in yourself when you start winning. Great game that was. They did a nice little tight end delay to win that game. And
look, red turf, right?
In Cheney, Washington. Yes. Give me the Lumberjacks and the 14.5. That hook is selling me.
Remember that was a stop on the Kramer FML tour. And again, sticking to the gambling instincts here, the extra half point is there to trick you.
Oh,
we're laying the points. I'm going back to the Eastern Washington. Well, I'm telling you, I'm going back to my gambling brain gut, and all of these are simple.
It is poison, Kramer. We're trying to tell you.
No,
got a big matchup here. The number one program in the country, James Madison, getting 34 first place votes at North Dakota State. I mean, insane that North Dakota State lost that game. Of course, we were all on fading North Dakota State. I was one of the people who said North Dakota better than North Dakota State. Everyone thought I was crazy. Joining us on the line, JMU legend, and you can hear him on the College Experience, Patty C. Patty, you must be loving this right now. Number one in the country.
News, baby. This is this is commonplace for us in Harrisonburg.
How do you feel about this, big time CAA football heading down to Elon, where James Madison right now over on PointsBet laying 21.5? You scared of that number? 21.5 is pretty huge.
Look, I feel like that's a disrespect to us because we have the number four offense in the nation and we got the number three defense in the nation. 21.5 is child's play. Tell you what happened. Okay. Week one, 52, nothing out the gates. And we got a little cocky, got a little drunk, started messing around with the whores a little too much. First half was tough, right? We didn't do what we needed to do, but coach brought him into the locker room. Signetti was handing out burritos all throughout the locker room, gave him that JMU juice. And then bang, we come out second half shutout, scored the last 27 points of the game. And here we are.
Well, that was a classic handicap of a team blowout win week one, come out a little flat in the first half. The fact that JMU, responded to that pep talk in the second half and really rolled one and pretty sure they covered, right?
No, they didn't. Robert Morris team from Pittsburgh, used to that cold weather, returning 4 of 5 offensive linemen.
It was a 36 point spread. So now it's down to a reasonable 21.5. I'm going to roll with JMU one more time. Colby, what are you doing? I mean, they destroyed Elon the last time they played him in Elon, 45-10. They just own Elon.
Oh, you're starting to sell me. I went on the college experience. I was leaning Elon, but I think the more I think about it, I think JMU's the play here. The rebound.
Elon is, and Patty C can affirm, Elon is the JMU of North Carolina.
Kramer,
I don't even know what that means, but I guess there's lots of dirty whores.
Yeah, low bar, high attractiveness quotient, as we used to call them, the TBSs of the world, tall, blonde.
Kramer, no one can hear.
They can hear him now. Don't worry. Oh, okay. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to stick with my guy, Patty C. I hear what he's saying. They were feeling fat. Now they know they're focused. North Dakota State has a problem. Houston, or I guess they're not in North Dakota State. It's Houston where NASA is, but North Dakota State has a problem. JMU senses that let's lay the points. I like how you both switched.
I was going to go Elon. I switched.
I like that.
Let me tell you this too. Gardner Webb just beat Elon last week by 22, and Gardner Webb isn't even ranked. Come on, we're coming in to number one, and you're giving us a lower point spread than that to cover. Come on, it's a little disrespectful.
Gardner Webb was my bonus play, guys, and Elon was up. I think they went up 17-0 in that game, and then Gardner Webb stormed back like the Warriors they are and got the win. Patty C, though, what do you think, JMU? Offense was stagnant. You're in the CAA. That's one of the best conferences in the FCS. After Elon, I think you guys get tested a little bit. I know you got to be shaking a little bit in your boots when you saw Robert Morris defense play that well against your offense in the first half.
Well, you know what it was? Cole Johnson, our quarterback from Cox High School in Virginia Beach. He threw three picks last week. So there is a little bit of concern at the quarterback position that we have to get worked out. But, you know, anytime you're breaking in a new quarterback, fortunately, we have a stout defense and a dynamic run game we can lean on while this guy gains confidence throughout the course of the year. Look, he's 6'6", 240. He's built like a fucking freight train. He's got the prototypical body. Granted, only a 3-star coming out of high school, but what do you want? We got a guy that we can build around, and he just happens to suck right now. So
this is probably all you need to know. The Elon point total, the team total over on points bet is set at 12.5.
Wow. Low scoring. Okay.
Yeah. I think the under of 46.5, probably a smart angle, and James Madison rolls 21.5. Can't make this line high enough. Heading over to the Missouri Valley, early kick Saturday, Youngstown State, a 6.5 point home dog against Southern Illinois and the Salukis. Now, this is interesting because instinctively after that big win over North Dakota State, now Southern Illinois, a road favorite, you want to fade them, right? Because they're laying 6.5, but Youngstown State, I mean, my God, that offense was so bad. 64 passing yards between two quarterbacks.
Yeah.
How do you complete 8 passes for 31 yards? It's almost impressive. Right,
what? And didn't they have like a 25 yard screenplay or something?
Yeah, I know. I can't.
I'm not even kidding. I think there was
historically bad offense. And the line has now moved to 7, so we'll pick it at 7.
Why am I so upset? Why am I so just bought into this Youngstown State?
I'm going Southern Illinois -7. I just can't. I mean, I know I'll probably be watching this game and I'm going to lose my mind watching Youngstown State, even though it's a classic letdown spot coming off the big NDSU win.
Yep. Trusting the gambling gut. Give me the home dog, baby.
Wow. Horrible take.
I'm on the Salukis, man. The Salukis, you don't fade Stone Labanowitz, even though he didn't even take most of the snaps last week.
I looked at the box score. Did he play?
He played in the week one, but they found another guy in in Lyles that's really been played good last week.
Oh, was it Patty C who had the line that he was like the FCS Trevor Lawrence with his pretty boy hair?
Hey, yeah, it's not working out just yet, you know, but Trevor Lawrence had a couple off games at the beginning of the season, had to shake off the rust. It's happening with Stone.
Well, perfect comparison.
As long as Stone Labanowitz doesn't get married while he's in college. All right. They got a bright future.
That is a red flag of Trevor Lawrence that needs to be talked about more often. All right. Want to give a shout out to Better Edge, baby. You want to bet on some FCS college football? You don't want to pay a vig. You don't know a guy. Well, I know a guy. His name's Greg. He's over there running betteredge.com. great group of guys they got running the site. You can chat with them up in the Slack channel. They just ran the Beat the Dantabase contest. That was a lot of fun.
Did anyone beat the Dantabase?
I got to check. I haven't had a chance to, man. I was recording prior to yeah.
Grinding out that content, much like BetterEdge.com, grinding out their computing, their system to give you the best gambling experience, which includes not paying VIG. Just go to BetterEdge.com, use the promo code SGP for a free $10 bet. BetterEdge.com, promo code SGP. Heading down to Hammond, Louisiana, where Southeast Louisiana laying 9.5 against McNeese State. Colby, I don't know what to make of this game. Embarrassing loss for McNeese State. They lost to Incarnate Word, which I had no idea that was a college. You know, they
founded by Old Dirty Bastard.
I don't know what to do here. I the number feels high. I kind of like McNeese State coming off a bounce back game. Cody Orgeron, you know, they lost by 28 to Incarnate Word at home. Now they're going on the road. Feels like they should get up for this game, but a lot of unknowns with this Southeast Louisiana team. What are you doing here?
I'm all over Southeast Louisiana. They're one of my, this is one of my favorite plays, man. They almost won last week, and 6'7" quarterback Cole Kelly for the Lions. He is a beast, man. He threw for over 400 yards. This offense is fine tuned, and guess what? McNeese, their defense is the glaring weakness.
Yeah.
And I think I wouldn't be surprised if this dude threw for over 500 on this Cowboy defense. You can't take the Cowboys anyway, Sean.
You're right. I took them once week one. I regretted it ever since. I'm with you. I'll take Southeast Louisiana lane 9.5. Kramer.
Well, I'm going to let Patty C make my pick here. Where am I going, Patty
C? What's the move?
Well, if you want to win, probably Southeast Louisiana is the way to go.
Kramer doesn't want to do that.
McNeese shitting the bed, or really getting lucky against Tarleton. Down 21 in the fourth quarter and somehow managing to come back and get it done in overtime. Let's say that that was an aberration and last week was more of a reflection of what they really are, then they might just suck. So Stella is the play.
Yep. I agree. I mean, again, you nailed it. The only handicap here is we're not playing the Cowboys.
Well, and also look to that again. This is so awesome. They have these, but look to that team total of over 33. I think at home, Sela, I mean, you know, McNeese State let up what, 48?
They might have 33 in the first half.
Yeah, dude. I know. Let up 48 at home, and this Southeast Louisiana offense.
And I would say that maybe so many people watched them play on that first week zero, a national televised game. But it turned out you needed a fucking transistor radio and Portal John to watch it.
Shame on America, by the way. These are great football games going on.
Well, I'm glad you put this next game on because this is one game I have a strong handicap for.
Idaho State heads to Cedar City, Utah to square off against Southern Utah. That's right. Southern Utah, heartbreaking loss to Northern Arizona, but now they're back home against Idaho State, who, as we've been informed, I think Dakota in the YouTube chat let us know he has personal experience. I think what did he say? He quit the team because they're horrible. I forget his.
He's been fading him ever since, and it was like 7-29. I think they're the UMass of FCS. Is that what we've been told?
I mean, the fact that we're getting Southern Utah at only -3.5.
It's a lock.
Lock them up. I mean,
they lost on the final play of the game at Northern Arizona.
Yeah, and that was a tough spot. Now you come home against Idaho State, who's just dog shit. Again, according to the one guy in YouTube chat who seems to have an insight on the program. So you're also on Southern Utah, Colby.
Yeah, this is a lock. This is another lock.
Patty, see anything we're missing? Any angle?
He's a Merrill Hodge fan, so he might go Idaho State.
I love me some Merrill Hodge. Don't give me. I want to retire in Pocatello, but I think what you guys are overlooking is Weber State is the number two team in the nation that beat them by 28 last week. So give that a little bit of credit. They were able to put up 21 points on the number two team in the nation. Granted, they gave up 49, but that could be a factor that keeps it close. But I think you guys are right. The spread is just miniature. So Southern Utah is definitely the play.
Yeah, I think Idaho State's just going to struggle to put up a ton of points. Kramer, are you making it a clean sweep and going Southern Utah?
I mean, I know the fade signals when I see them. I'll be honest. I didn't catch any of the Idaho State game last week.
No, just know that they're horrible. That's all you have to know. Dixie State, again, a place that I just realized had a college. They're heading to El Paso, Texas.
They just smoked Tarleton.
No, I know. They're, I mean, they, and that was their first FCS win.
Yeah.
Nice game by Dixie State. Now, New Mexico State, of course, we know Kramer, as you leaned into famously on this podcast, no way they could lose.
Scholarship math.
Yeah, you did the math. There was no way they were going to lose to Tarleton State. They got destroyed, but now they're at home facing off against home-ish. Dixie State. Yeah. Yes, they're of course in El Paso. I think this New Mexico State team is just fraudulent. I think Dixie State, that game was, I mean, you know, their first FCS win. I liked what I saw out of that program.
They're playing an FBS program.
Yeah, but clearly New Mexico State, that's not helping them.
Who will beat New Mexico State by more, Dixie State or Alabama?
Oh, wow. And New Mexico State, they did have a bye in between the Tarleton State. I think they've just been stewing about how bad this loss is.
They have a bye where they can't even practice. They have to go all the way back home. Yeah. I know El Paso is not that far from Las Cruces.
I know it's not easy to just do like the X team beat Y team and therefore, but Dixie State just beat Tarleton 26-14 in Tarleton. Again, unclear where Tarleton is, but I mean, just by the process of
transitive properties.
Transitive properties.
I got you.
Thank you. Dixie State and their dogs. This makes no sense to me. I'm all over Dixie State.
This is another lock. We're gonna have 80 locks. Give me Dixie State. This is a no brainer. Dixie State's defense looked good. Forced a lot of turnovers from Tarleton. New Mexico State. NC Nick hit on this, saying that all their, you know, with them, with the uncertainties of them playing at all this year, this past year, a lot of their players transferred out, went to New Mexico that was playing in the Mountain West, went to other schools. They're a mess.
How can you make this Dixie? Yeah. How can you make this New Mexico State team a favorite? Patty C, are we missing anything in this, this matchup here?
I think you guys are hitting on it. And I think you guys, also motivation and probably self-esteem are a factor here. New Mexico State probably dropping down to the FCS level and expecting to have some success, only to get their asses kicked week one. And then Dixie State going the exact opposite direction. They're already on pace to go to the FBS. When are they joining the FBS again, Colby? Well,
I think that they're on schedule to join the WAC, which
I think
4 or 5 years. They're going to be FCS in next year.
What are the teams?
They're independent right now. But
who are the teams that are going to be promoted in 5 years?
It's the WAC. So the WAC used to be a conference with Boise State and Fresno State.
How many teams are being?
They're grabbing a lot. No, they're grabbing a lot from the Southland Conference. Mm. They're grabbing Central Arkansas from.
Interesting.
Yeah, Central Arkansas is really good. They're grabbing, I think, Eastern Kentucky. They're grabbing a bunch, but the Eastern Kentucky's going in the other one. But I forget. I mean, they have like 10 different teams going in. But I think on a 5-year plan to get to the FBS.
Yeah, I thought that. I thought the Dan Tomase would know that kind of thing off the top.
I mean, I could give me a piece of paper. I could find out for you.
You're worried. You're studying the 1800s.
It's like Abilene Christian, Stephen F. Austin, Sam Houston State.
All right. Tarleton, next game, Dixie. Sean. Dixie State's my pick.
I'm just saying, two programs going in the opposite directions. Dixie State's gonna fucking handle their business.
Whatever that business is that Dixie State's up to, they're going to take care of it. I'm with you. It's going to go all down in El Paso.
We need the Dixie horn as a drop.
Oh, that's a great drop, the Dixie horn. You know what I'm doing right now, Ryan? I'm going to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV.
Oh.
Seeing all these sweet video picks that have been posting to our profile page. Just go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV. That's where you can go. Subscribe to our page every day. Someone from SGPN uploading a video pick, our buddy Moonoff, Georgia Brooks, Kramer, again, Colby when he remembers to do it, Jeff Fox dropping some UFC, NBA, college basketball. We're giving it all out. sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV and plenty of free video picks over on Better Than Vegas. Head over there, man. It's free. It's handicapping. It's picks. It's like YouTube for sports gambling, aka what you actually care about. Better Than Dot Vegas.
Oh, and I'm sorry, Sean. We have another caller. I didn't even see this. We should bring him on.
Coming on the locker room line.
Friend of the program. Three. It's the five man weave now. Mr. Jong, what's good? What's good, brother?
Excellent. Man, these FCS football should be on primetime ESPN, not just, you know, ESPN Plus. Come on now.
Let's do it. Yeah. What else? What other garbage are they putting on ESPN? Yeah,
it's like table tennis or something. I mean, come on. These games were fantastic last weekend, man.
It's a great week of games. And Jung, sorry about our UCLA Bruins, man. They were. I thought they had that. That was a brutal game at the end there.
The last eight. It is what it is. Right on. Yeah.
Jung, cut out there. Next. Cut out there for a second, Jung. What do you like in the FCS this week?
I'm fading Youngstown State.
No.
They killed me last week. I had a 38-point over under that I teased out to 32. They didn't score 32. Not only did they score 32, they didn't score 22. So I'm out on them. I'm out on the Penguins.
Yeah, 21-0. That was a brutal game.
The spirit of Brian Westbrook, Sean. I'm taking Villanova over Stony Brook.
Ooh, that was gonna be that's gonna be my bonus lock. I like where your head's at.
Oh, nice.
And then my preseason UC Davis 80-1 pick. Let's take them over, you know, the Moscow. What is it? Idaho Vandals.
That's right,
Vandals.
Baby. Yeah.
Tease it down.
How dare you? My Vandals. All right, brother.
All right, John. Or John, thanks for calling in, man. Let it ride. Okay, this is a great game. Thursday night, huge primetime matchup. South Dakota heads to Grand Forks, North Dakota, where North Dakota laying 6.5 at home. I mean, love this North Dakota team. Just coming off a big win. Now they're, I think they've, this is their third home game in a row. Love that on the short week. Maybe they end up being a little overvalued down the line, but right now this North Dakota team legit good. Love what I've seen out of them. And South Dakota, have they played a game this year?
Yeah, they just beat a top 10 team in Illinois State turf for 7 turnovers, and that's why I'm going to fade them, is because Tommy Schuster
regression
for
baby.
The Fighting Hawks has been great with them, and they have two good running backs that have been studs. And I feel like I watched that Illinois State South Dakota game, and I picked South Dakota. They came in good for me, but offense struggled at times.
No,
I doubt they're going to be able to get 7 turnovers in this one. So let's go North Dakota.
You watched the way that North Dakota settled down, rallied, and in a game where if you watched only the first half, you'd be like, "What the fuck happened?"
Yeah,
because it wasn't just a fluky first half; they were outplayed.
Yeah.
Well, and also PointsBet does have adjusted spreads. Yeah. North Dakota -16.5 is +250. That's kind of fun there. Patty C, as a JMU man, right now North Dakota number 4 in the country, only a few spots behind JMU. You got, if you're looking ahead, and you shouldn't do as a fan, but you got to be a little worried about this North Dakota team, right?
Well, they are pilfering some of our number 1 votes for
they FCS got two number one here, votes.
So. As they should, though. Their strength of schedule, I mean, they've taken down two really good teams. JMU's a little more untested with Robert Morris and Morehead State.
It's true.
It's throwing shade. Jesus.
Throwing some shade. Look, here's what I'll say. North Dakota's been on my radar for a while. It's been tough to really consider them a threat when they've been the number 2 team in their own state for as long as they have. But yeah. They seem to have finally ascended to number 1 there. So look, that portion of the country just happens to dominate the FCS ranks. So you can't ignore the top dog coming out of there.
I was going to say, it's almost like there's a Midwestern mountain bias in the FCS. No East Coast bias at all. Colby loves it.
That's true.
So who are you only going with?
You're gonna get that.
You taking North Dakota? You riding with everyone else here?
Yeah, I think so. I think that. I mean, I was gonna go South Dakota, but the way that North Dakota has been winning, plus I think just the hype they must have being the top team in the state for the first time in a long time, they're not gonna rest on their laurels just yet. They're just getting started.
Yeah. Now I do think this team, it'll be interesting after this 3 home games in a row. Once they head to the road, maybe their price will be a little overvalued, and maybe that's when you fade it. But right now at home, you can't go against the North Dakota team.
This is the Southeast traveling up to the North. Come on.
Oh, this is a, this is just great. Northeastern football. When you think Northeastern college football,
no,
you think Albany at New Hampshire,
frostbite.
Albany, 1.5 point road favorite as they head to Durham, New Hampshire to square off against New Hampshire. Albany quarterback.
How many times can Sean say Hampshire?
Hampshire. Albany quarterback Jeff Undercuffer threw for 41 touchdowns
as
last
a freshman.
Year. That's insane. Now, now on the flip side, though, University of New Hampshire, they're known for their pass rush. Again, I Googled an article and it said they have a really good pass rush. So
it's a sport that a low key sports school.
This is a ranked matchup, guys. This is a good matchup.
Between used to vacation teams. In Troy, New Hampshire, just across the border.
But this is the Great Danes of Albany, which is kind of an interesting mascot.
Great mascot.
You know, them and New Hampshire, both, this is their first game. Again, and on these teams that are playing for the first time in the season, I'm leaning the team with the defense. I'm leaning the team that's at home, even though the, you know, Undercuffer does scare me a little bit with his cannon of an arm, but he's not afraid to turn it over as well. I think New Hampshire, they get to the young kid. They have enough with the pass rush. I'm taking the home dog, New Hampshire +1.5. What about you, Patty C? Any, where's your angle on this?
Well, I think Nick revealed a stat to me earlier that New Hampshire's quarterback had 10 touchdowns and 11 picks last year. So maybe not the statistically dominant quarterback in this particular matchup, but I'm with you. And I don't know where you guys stand on this. Ryan, you said you vacationed up there in New Hampshire. We had a little debate. What is the more manly state in the New England area? Is it Vermont or is it New Hampshire?
Oh, what? Obviously you're not familiar with the area because everyone in Vermont is just chewing on grass and all sorts of,
I mean,
no, see, so that's what I thought.
Yeah, so he was right. Yeah.
No. Yeah. New Hampshire is definitely the more manly state. I mean, fish formed in Vermont and I like fish. Ben and Jerry are from Vermont. Yeah. I mean, I like
a lot of hippies.
I like Ben and Jerry's. I like Vermont. But if you're looking to put together a group to go kick some ass, you're not getting the band members from Fish and Ben and Jerry and, you know, my buddy Cameron, who had a Volkswagen and sold weed at the University of Vermont. Those are not guys that are great for ass kicking. Now you go down to New Hampshire. Those are some guys that'll really fuck you,
Sean,
up.
Sean, you'll like this fun fact. The most trafficked mountain, the most trafficked trail traversing a mountain in the continental United States, Mount Monadnock, New Hampshire. And other fun fact, Albany, capital of New York. Did you know that, Colby?
I did. Yeah. And that's why I'm going to ride them. All right. Look,
last thing I'll say, an undercuffler on Urban Dictionary.
Whoa, look out.
The act of using one's hand to gently cup another's genitalia. While diddling said genitalia with the fingers, with a focus effort on the middle finger. Can also be used as a verb.
Beautiful, beautiful. Hey,
I think we could all use an undercuffler by now.
I think that's what happens when you get it in the portal, John.
Kramer, what are you doing? Albany or New Hampshire?
New Hampshire.
Yeah.
No brainer.
I'm gonna ride Albany. It's gonna be, I mean, 29 degrees they're calling for as a high.
Well, and that's why you don't go with undercuffer here.
No, that's why you fade the guy through 11 picks last year.
It's gonna be an ugly game. They're just gonna be running the ball, bleeding the clock.
No one wants
undercuffer's not gonna be able to throw in the wind.
No one wants a cold set of balls.
Yeah, you're gonna, I mean, there's serious shrinkage conditions which don't play into you going for an undercuffer.
Do you think with the cold you'll have the dexterity to diddle with the middle finger?
He said dexterity. The dungeon master is back.
Oh, here we go.
I gotta get the nerd drop out.
We gotta get our shit going mentally.
Closing it out. Another top 25 matchup. Illinois State heads up to Cedar Falls, Iowa to square off against Northern Iowa. Colby, what's your lean here? I'm gonna pull up the latest lines. And I'm seeing Northern Iowa now up to, it's 8.5.
I'm going to ride Illinois State, man. I watched that game. They turned the ball over 7 times. They were moving the ball. I understand they're replacing Robinson, the Jags running back and the quarterback, but that their new quarterback has some wheels. If he can just learn to protect the football, because it was mostly on fumbles.
Anytime a team turns the ball over 7 times, you got to look to why. When you see that there were a number of fumbles,
but they still almost won.
Your immediate reaction is like, they were unlucky. Same reason why we went the other way early. I think you just have to take them. I think it's
well, they have a legit. I mean,
and Northern Iowa. I don't know what it is about this team, but I've come into the. I like winning money when they beat Kansas in the NCAA tournament. But for some reason they're like on my no fly zone. So I'm.
What about this Illinois State receiver Nagel? 5 catches, 132 yards. I think you nailed it, Colby. Like there was some good things going for this Illinois State offense. He's just not going to turn it over 7 times again.
I mean, if you turn the ball over 7 times and still almost win the game,
yeah,
that means they're actually probably pretty good.
Patty C, any reason to consider Northern Iowa here?
Well, I'm just trying to figure it out because I've got the rankings pulled up. Northern Iowa is sitting there at number 3 right now after losing last week to
last week Northern Iowa beat Youngstown, but the week before they lost to South Dakota State.
Okay, yeah, and South Dakota State's sitting down there at number 21 right now. So figure that out. But
they lost at home to South Dakota State too.
Both teams are 1-1 too, right? Yeah. I don't get it.
Oh, okay. So, I don't get that, but maybe they know something we don't about Northern Iowa. I don't think so. Give me the Redbirds to cover. They played South Dakota really close last week. So Illinois State all day.
Let's go, baby. All right. Time for the lock, dog, and tease.
And real quick, just rest in peace to RT's parlay over in the YouTube chat. Dame Lillard apparently fucked him out of a 3-teamer to win 6K. So our thoughts and prayers are with you in your parlay. Ooh. But I just gave out, I'm pretty sure 11-1. I'm thinking 11, maybe 11-1.
Kramer, do you want to go? I accidentally clicked over to the week 3 tab and my head's spinning from all there. It looks like the Eastern Washington field, all the red marked down there on your spreadsheet. Ryan, do you want to, I'll let you choose when to go because clearly you need a mojo fix. So
you guys are doing well, so we shouldn't change anything.
All right. You go first then.
It's a team sport, right?
Okay. What's your lock?
Lock Maine. Let's go. Dog.
What a horrible lock.
Yeah, it was a horrible lock.
Dog. Whole board. Illinois State wins outright.
Oh yeah. I like that.
Tease Dixie State 9.5. Okay. Are you ready for the next one? Grambling 4.5.
Okay.
JMU 15.5.
Yeah, you got to put the JMU in the tease there.
New Hampshire, a little Wong action that was appealing, but that's where I'm going for the COVID game.
What's your bonus lock?
Oh, bonus lock. I'm not betting against. I'm North Dakota every week. We'll see if I can screw this up. But North Dakota,
come on, Kramer.
It's the best team I've watched play a single game in FCS and my COVID game. Let's just circle this McNeese State. I'm gonna just keep picking McNeese in basketball and football until they cancel a goddamn game. McNeese State in Southeast Louisiana.
Okay, for my lock. A lot of stuff I like on the board here. You know what?
Don't agree with me, whatever you do.
I know. I love North Dakota, but I'm not gonna put him in my lock or my bonus lock because Kramer, you're poison right now. I'll go Southern Utah -3.5. Ride the auto fade of Idaho State. Don't overthink it. My dog. Prime time. Jackson State wins outright. I mean, 10.5 point money line. I can't wait till that post. For my tees, get me Southern Illinois down to -1. Are you kidding me? Also throw New Hampshire in there. That is that'll tease it up to 7.5.
Youngstown's winning this week, by the way.
And last leg of the tees, I'll go Southeast Louisiana -3.5. My bonus lock, I'm with John, Team John. Give me Villanova -10.5. You mentioned Brian Westbrook, you got to go them. And the win one for Giuseppe. I don't know how do you pronounce his guy. Why do I keep mispronouncing that kid's name?
What is a Giuseppe? Is that the lever to open the portal, John?
For my
just going there all day.
For my on the Giuseppe over there.
For my COVID game, I'm gonna say Northern Arizona. Colby, lock dog tease bonus COVID.
I'm going to lock up North Dakota -6.5. I think they're going to get it done. For the dog here, let's go. I had this. I was thinking about this. What did I do? It's Dixie State.
Yeah,
it's Dixie State all day.
Yeah.
Tease. I'm going to take Southeast Louisiana, Louisiana down to 3.5. Mm. Don't pay attention to those, that number nonsense. Then I'm going to take, where are we at here? Can we go off board?
Yeah.
I'm going to bring it. North Dakota State. They're at 18.
Ooh,
-18. That thing opened up at 22.
So you're going to tease it down to 12.
I'm going to tease it down to 12. North Dakota State's going to screw, like they're going to destroy Bobby Petrino's Missouri State.
Seb Nolan. Comeback game.
And then I will go, Southern Illinois -1 and
bonus.
We're going to take it to Furman rebounding from that VMI game. Furman -10, against, I believe it's Samford in the air raid. I think that you might be able to find it at 9 right now, but, last I saw it was 10. And then for COVID, oh, you got to look at this Texas Southern game. Texas Southern at Prairie View. Sounds like a form of the virus.
Can I amend my COVID pick to the Dixie State New Mexico State game?
Ooh,
that's where I'm going. Dixie State celebrate. New Mexico State wants nothing to do with football.
That does seem like a nice out for them. Patty C, what do you got for us? Lock dogs, whatever you want to throw out for the good people.
Let's take a look. I mean, I think right off the bat, the lock, Nicholls versus Northwestern State. Look, Nicholls is averaging 71 points per game, and they're only giving up 1.5 points per game. So right there, a 22 point spread doesn't seem to be doing them justice.
Dude, they are killing it.
It is insane.
Yeah. As far as a dog, look, I know I just said North Dakota -7 looks pretty good, but throw out the record books and
rivalry
like this is in place. Give me South Dakota as the dog on the road. And then for the tees, of course, the Dukes. This should be an outright lock, so maybe I'll just call that a bonus lock. But I think Dion's going to keep it close against Grambling, and that could develop. Because really, Grambling and Southern are the swag programs of the SWAC, okay? But Jackson State's about to enter into that fray as well.
Yeah, they got maximum swag. High levels of drift. And yeah, teasing that up to 16.5, that feels good.
You got a third leg on the tease, man?
Ooh, let's see. What's the spread on that William & Mary Richmond game?
Richmond -3.5.
Ooh, yeah. Well, let me tease that one a little bit. I think, are we allowed to cross over zero here?
You can.
It's FCS, baby. Cross over zero.
Colby dares to.
I like that +2.5, Iggy. I like that.
So what, Richmond, +2.5?
Yeah, I think Mike London won a national championship at Richmond before. Everyone thinks he's a one-trick pony, and he got lucky there. He's got something to prove at William & Mary to those spiders at Richmond. So I think Mike London gets it done for the tribe.
Oh, no. So you're taking it +9.5 then, because he's taking William & Mary. Because Richmond was the favorite.
I went the wrong direction.
Yeah. Patty, I hate that pick now.
So William & Mary +9.5.
And for shits and giggles, I mean, literally, John threw out a 4-team teaser in the YouTube chat. This is FCS football we're talking about. Let's go.
Hashtag Dejins only.
And of course, Dakota checking in on YouTube saying lock fade ISU, AKA Idaho State. All right. Thanks for Patty C calling in. Make sure you check him and Colby out on the college experience, loading you up for college basketball season. And of course, FCS college football. We got a bonus, a college basketball podcast coming out tomorrow night. If you're not subscribed right now, I don't know what the hell you're doing. Drop us a rating on the old Apple podcast for your chance to win some gear every Monday, handing out winners.
Thank you for participating in the Sports Gambling Podcast.
For the Sports Gambling Podcast, I'm Sean, stacking the money green, and he is Ryan.
Just good luck this weekend. I know I need it.
Kramer, let it ride.